Here he is, home. Well, his summer home, at least. He knows these pathways, these rooms, these nooks and crannies. The villa on the hill is waiting for him. He needs this break, he thinks to himself. He deserves it. It's been months of work, and the prospect of 12 days spent laid out in the sun is what's kept him going. Trudging up the hill, James finally reaches the front door. A tinkling of bells chimes against the hardwood door as he swings it open, leaving his flip-flops by the entrance. James never wears shoes in the house or the garden. He prefers to be barefoot, as it makes him feel more in touch and connected. The tile is cool against the soles of his feet. With each step, James absorbs the sensation of his feet rubbing the ceramic. He slowly makes his way to the cool oasis of his kitchen. The tiles are glossier here, and smoother. Ultramarine blues and sharp whites accentuate the terracotta island in the middle of the room. Upon this granite surface stands an array of bottles, olive oils, an assortment of fruit chutneys, fig jams, and preserves. His neighbors have obviously stopped by. He needs to send thank you notes, he thinks to himself. Yes, he'll get on those tomorrow and invite everyone over for a late lunch. Next week, perhaps. Wandering onto his terrace, James looks out over the valley below him. The panorama springs to life. Leaves of young palm trees and orchards provide a green canvas upon which the spots of bright yellow lemons emerge. These glimpses of yellow are only visible when the sun shines, warming the fruits and filling the air with a fresh, citrusy scent. It's a fragrance that blankets the village, fusing with the overgrown bushes of jasmine that creep up every corner and cobbled wall. Among the trees are villas in muted creams and browns, with the occasional splash of turquoise here and there, swimming pools. It's so hot here, you always need a body of water nearby. That reminds him of the pool. He should have a quick dip and maybe get a couple of laps in. Once James is ready, with a burst of energy and childlike glee, he stretches his torso and dives into the stillness of the pool. The world around him blurs as he breaks through the glassy surface, embracing the coolness of the water. In that moment of contact, time stands still, and he becomes one with the liquid that swirls about him. Every stroke and kick propels him forward, his body gracefully navigating the water. The pool becomes his sanctuary, a place where his worries dissolve.